I'm Carol Hills, and for Marco Werman, this is The World. We start today with an update on a war that's been going on mostly in the background, the U.S.-led campaign against ISIS militants in Iraq. There are American airstrikes against ISIS there almost every day, but today's blitz was on a different scale. Dozens of targets were hit around the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar. You might recall that's where ISIS massacred thousands of Yazidis' men last year before enslaving the women and children. The goal of the airstrikes today was to support a big push by Kurdish Peshmerga soldiers to retake Sinjar. BuzzFeed's Mike Giglio has been watching the battle since before dawn from the slopes of Mount Sinjar overlooking the town.
I actually slept at the top of Mount Sinjar, which overlooks Sinjar town. And that is a safe place to watch the fighting from. It's outside of mortar range and firing range. So what happened was, the airstrikes woke us up, and we and some Peshmerga soldiers watched the explosions from the distance. And then, early in the morning, convoys of Peshmerga soldiers just started rolling down the mountain in Sinjar. And eventually we went down there as well and onto the outskirts of the town. And we watched as they, started the offensive. And it was, it was a big, large-scale offensive between the U.S. strikes just hitting constantly and the amount of Peshmerga soldiers on hand. I mean, they said 7,500 would participate in this operation. I don't know if that's true, but I can tell you that there were just lots and lots of people on hand. And they still haven't made their major push into Sinjar yet, which we'll really see those numbers play a big role, I think.
Are there Americans there on the ground?
I could have sworn I saw some Americans watching over ISIS from a ridgeline embedded with the Peshmerga, but I didn't get a chance to ask, and I could be wrong. There are definitely people, whether it is Kurdish special forces or U.S. special forces, helping to call in the airstrikes. And, the presence is just constantly felt when you hear the pounding. You actually feel it in your chest, the airstrikes. Sinjar is a really symbolic place at this point in the fight against ISIS based on what happened there and, the whole world watching in horror as they attempted this genocide against the Yazidi religious minority.
Yes, it's the home of the Yazidi minority who were horribly persecuted by ISIS last year. There are some Yazidi fighters among the groups attacking, trying to retake Sinjar, aren't they?
Yeah, I was surprised by how many Yazidi fighters I met just talking to Peshmerga around the front today. And, they, I think, have mixed emotions as this offensive is going forward. They said, it brings back memories of the time when ISIS did come in and, commit those horrible massacres of their friends and relatives and take over the city. But on the other hand, I think that they feel empowered by the opportunity to be part of this force that's trying to take it back. I was standing on a hill with one Yazidi fighter, and he was trying to point out where his home was, and he hasn't been there in over a year. And, he told me, he's really anxious to get back.
The preparations for this attack were not very secret. Tell us how you got to be there to watch the whole thing take place.
Well, they were supposed to be secret, and I think to an extent they were. But the flip side of that is that they also the Peshmerga also wanted the media to be there to document it. So some of us were able to find out that it was commencing, and there was some waiting going on, but ultimately. They did let some of us come ahead of time and be on hand for when it began.
I understand you got some social media guidance from the Kurds. What did they tell you?
that was part of it, and I think they're pretty savvy. They as part of rolling out this media offensive, they rolled out a hashtag and they encouraged journalists to use it. They were really adamant that we should put that in our tweet.
What's the hashtag?
Free Sinjar.
All right. Mike Giglio from BuzzFeed on the slopes of Mount Sinjar. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much for having me.